see DeMarcus back out there today?
Yeah, he looked good. Watched him specifically in individual drill today, and looked like him old self moving around. And I know the extra time this week will do him some good. So it's good to have him back.
Gary, can you say how much Emmanuel did?
I would say he took about half the practice, really more individual than anything. We went about an hour and a half, and a good 45 minutes was individual work. So he took that part and expect him to be able to do everything on Wednesday.
How about your offensive linemen? Were they back?
Everybody's on the field going at it today full speed. Let's see. Yeah, everybody's back. Everybody took the full practice and Ty's full speed. So a big test coming for him this week when we put the pads on, you know, our normal Thursday. So, yeah, we're pretty much full speed back to work today.
Are you hoping that you can get some kind of continuity in practice there that it'll show up in?
Yeah, I sure do. I hope so, Jeff. You know, this will be probably the first week in about a month that we actually start the week with them all in place, you know, where we're going. Evan looks good coming off the break. That was important. Lou looks better coming off the break. So hopefully we'll get a full week out of all of them as we prepare for, you know, this one.
So depending on how Ty looks, Coach, does that determine whether he would start or what role he would be in?
I think if Ty's ready to go, he's our starter. I mean, I think he's earned that right to do that. Now, whether he would be ready to go back and play, you know, a bunch of plays, that's something we'll have to determine as we look throughout the course of the week. So big week of practice for him.
How much pride you've taken as a coordinator of those first 15 plays or first quarter? For whatever reason, the first quarter has not been kind to you.
Yeah, it hasn't been very good. You know, we've deferred in every game we played. So, you know, haven't had the first possession. I think I'm right. I think we deferred in every game we played. But we moved the ball at times, but kicking field goals in the first quarter. Good news is I don't think our defense has given up a point in the first quarter. So we're still winning the first quarter, but need to get better. Yeah, I'd like to be better.
Is there a key to that when you look back when you
have
time to look back?
No, I mean, I can't really sit here now as we're talking and think about it. I just know that there have been some games that our possession time, I don't know exactly what that is, but it has not been good in the first quarter, whether it's offensively or whether they move the ball, you know. I think the biggest thing is we've got to get sevens out of what we're doing. You know, we have had a big drive in Cleveland, we kick a field goal, you know, so stuff like that.
Coach, there's a lot of hype storylines for this game with Peyton and Rodgers, 6-0. But the defense is, they're number one, I think, in scoring defense. And
yeah, they are.
Two.
Yeah, I mean, two good football teams, you know. Obviously, the quarterbacks speak for themselves and what they've done in their career. But two teams that are, you know, very solid, playing very well in a lot of areas, you know. And when you don't give up points, you're going to win in this league. And that's what these two teams have done. So, you know, very impressed with the job Mike does and how consistent they've been. So we know we got our work cut out for us. We need to have a great week as we prepare.
What is your challenge on defense? What are they?
For us, what their defense?
Yeah,
what their defense? Well, first off, they're multiple. 52 is going to play all over the place. You know, Dom does a great job of getting him involved. He's an inside player, an outside player, nickel. He plays everywhere. Obviously, Julius is still playing at a very high level. And they've also been a very good team getting their hands on the ball as well. So I would say the multiple looks that Dom was going to give you on a given day is probably the tough part.
What about Mason Rodgers? What type of challenge?
Well, I think the biggest thing is one of our weaknesses has been free plays for football teams, and he's the master of the free play. You know, he gets you to jump and the ball's going down the field. So it's something we're going to have to concentrate on this week, be disciplined in the cadence and understand that we got to keep playing if we do make a mistake. So that's a big challenge for us. They've run the ball really well. You know, that's the thing they've done. So just good offensive football team. He's going to get them in the right place.
You had one of those in Cleveland, did you not? Free play?
It was the biggest play of the game. You know, they get us to jump on third and I think nine, and they throw the ball deep on Stu. And at corner, we didn't continue to play the coverage. I can't remember if it was Bradley or who it was, but we hesitated. We don't play the coverage. We don't finish the play. You know, even though you're wrong, you better finish the play. Make sure it's a 5 and not a, you know, 50, which I think that one was, or something, a 40-yard play.
His mobility give you any?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to be disciplined in your rush. And, you know, they do a good job of slowing down rushes, too, by going fast, staying on the field, not letting you substitute. So that'll be something we'll have to work through the course of the week.
A game like this, guys amped up Sunday Night Football against the Packers. Do you worry about them being too amped up, or are you encouraged?
Well, we got a long week ahead of us. You know, that was my message this morning. You know, we got to stay grounded. We got a lot of work to do to prepare for them. Today was just about getting back to work. We had good energy today. We competed against each other today. We're going to move on to Green Bay on Wednesday. But, you know, we know what we're facing. And I don't have any doubt we'll be ready to play emotionally, you know, with the type of game that we're in. But we need to make sure we keep doing the work to play, too. That's the most important thing.
Obviously, there's a lot of storylines this week. But what are your thoughts on the team inducting
Yeah, that's really special. You know, I told the team that today too. You know, you have Mr. Boland going in the ring. You have a team coming back that won a championship. So there's a lot of things going on around us. The best thing we can do is stay focused on our play and play good football because we got a big challenge from that standpoint. But I'm very proud to be a part of it. You know, it's awesome to be here and watch that happen. And, you know, been deserving for a long, long time. So it'll be a special day for him and his family and for this organization.
What are you looking for more out of that?
Well, I'm hoping with getting Richard back, having some time with him that are from a standpoint of what we're doing tight end wise as a football team, we can grow a little bit, I guess is what I should say, get them more involved. We've been more of a three wide, four wide football team here for about a month. So if Richard can handle his business and the group can, you know, calm down a little bit, hopefully we can get a little bit more. I think it's his work. You know, when I came here, you know, I know a lot of things about Akeem and, you know, I hear a lot of things about him personally and stuff. But since the day I walked in the door, nobody's worked harder on this team. Nobody's more into football every day. He loves to play. I mean, he's a character, those type of things. But he loves to play, always in, always talking. And so, to me, he's successful because he works at it.
Can you assess the progress of Matt Paradis at center?
Oh, I think it's been very good. I mean, let's remember he's six games into a career, so we forget about that, you know. So I think he's got a bright, bright future. We're asking him to do a lot, and actually through our course of study during the bye week, we feel like we need to limit some of the things we're asking him to do. Maybe we're asking him to do a little bit too much at times, but I think he's got a chance to be a really good player, and he's well on his way and hopefully continues to get better.
What made you stick with him in the first place off the practice squad last year?
Well, he earned his keep. I mean, we didn't stick with him or, you know, or give him anything. We went into camp. Gino was here with him. They were battling. You know, he continued to progress each and every day. It was obvious when he got his opportunities with the starters, he led the group the right way. We were making progress. I mean, he earned his keep, so he's there for a reason.
Gary, just coming off the bye week, does that change your plans with Peyton on Wednesday?
You know, we're going to talk about that today. I would say no, but there's obviously he's had some good rest. So, you know, we'll see. I think he will practice some on Wednesday. How much, I don't know. We'll see.
He looked good throwing it today.
Yeah, he did. Threw the ball well. We looked fresh. We moved around good. You know, it was a good break for everybody. But we got a tough 10 weeks ahead and none bigger than this one. We know that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day. Okay.